Lost Mascot, Episode 1. In a school named West Union Primary, located in the south of Wales, a young boy named Billy was starting his first day in Year 4. It was a bright sunny morning, and the sweet sound of birds tweeting filled the air. Billy was a kid with lots of friends, including Bobby, who was his best friend.
Billy would always knock for Bobby on his way to school every morning. However, on this particular morning, when Billy knocked, Bobby did not answer. Worried about his best friend, Billy paced up and down the street, wondering what to do. Finally, he came to a decision. He was just going to have to walk by his own.
Walking down the street, he felt a frozen finger of fear move down his spine. Later that day, it was playtime. Billy felt lonely without Bobby by his side. So he went to the reading corner. When he was reading about a school report of West Union Primary, he was reading a particle section about the school mascot. When it was time to tidy up, out of the corner of his eye, he saw a menacing eye blinking. Then it stopped, and then did it again. At home time, Billy got the mascot to take home. Later that night, when Billy was going to bed, he couldn't sleep at all. He could think. All he could think of was the eyes were moving in the book. Or was he imagining?
Episode 2.
Early that morning of Saturday dawn, bright and sunny, and Billy was up and ready to go. Today Billy was going to see his brother James at an athletic tournament at Wembley Stadium. When he got there, the runners were all ready to go, and James was part of them. 3, 2, 1, go! The racers fired like a bullet just being shot from a gun. James was easily faster than all of the runners there. As he blazed past all of them, out of nowhere, an eerie sound of machining person filled the air and boomed around the stadium in a ghostly howling voice. But only Billy could hear the noise.
It crackled. You're haunted, and your life will never be the same. The mystery gates of the stadium shut. The creepy sound came back when the lair of the mist gulped and everyone disappeared into the darkness of the night. Episode 3. When Billy woke up, the stadium was deserted and the sound of deathly silence filled the air. Looking around him, he saw that everything was in wreck. Wondering what to do, he walked towards the gates. Surprisingly, the gates were locked. And he tried to climb over. Surprisingly, the gates were not electrified or having any booby traps. When he got over, he started running home in panic and started to watch TV, and suddenly it turned off. The lights started to flicker, the toaster started to make funny noises, and the fridge slammed. And open then, the door made a squeaky noise. But he sprang out of the house like an Olympic runner's. The next day was Monday, and half of his bright pink face, coloured, had trained out.